I am Leonard Whitby and it's Friday, November 29, and here's your news at 8 a.m. The Namibia Media Professionals Union condemned the Electoral Commission for evading accountability and excluding the media during a key press event, opting for a secretive interview with the Namibia Broadcasting Corporation. The ECN has failed to address critical issues, they say, like voter registration glitches, delays and ballot shortages. NBC, under suspicion of bias towards SWAPO, has also limited its coverage, further undermining public trust. Both bodies are accused of eroding democracy by withholding vital information during a chaotic election process. The Electoral Commission confirmed late yesterday that voting will be extended at selected polling stations following political party complaints. Voting will take place today and tomorrow, the 29th and 30th of November, with fixed stations running from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and mobile stations opening at designated times. From the Institute for Public Policy Research, here's Graham Hopwood.
The ECN has recognized that some voters have been deprived of their right to vote, but I'm not sure what the rationale is behind the selection of the various polling stations and constituencies, I think across 8 different constituencies around the country. So why certain areas have been chosen and not others? Obviously, this is where the ECN have picked up problem. I think the ECN does need to explain how they came to the decision around which areas of the country they focused on for this reopening. But of course, it does mean that we won't get final results now until sometime next week, hopefully earlier in the week rather than later.
Digital media expert Nrupesh Soni raised concerns about the Electoral Commission's lack of communication during the election process. He underscored that, unlike in other countries where regular updates are shared with the media and public, Namibia's Electoral Commission has provided minimal information, leaving both political parties and the public uninformed.
The political parties have been shut out, so that does not help the cause or to even show them that they're actually serious about it. We were to look at South Africa recently. They had every hour updates, and that did help. I've seen it across other countries. It's very regular updates, even if it's via social media. Electoral Commission's page has been quiet for the last couple of days. It just shows that there is no proactiveness there, and it's quite a serious issue that one needs to look at.
To South Africa, where the DA has criticized the 100 billion transformation fund announced by Trade Minister Park Stau, calling it flawed. Administered by the National Empowerment Fund under the BBBEE regulations, the DA claims the fund may fail to reduce inequality or boost high growth enterprises. The party's Toby Chance advocates for resource allocation based on merit and viability, not race, warning that the current approach risks perpetuating inefficiencies.
BBBEE has proven counterproductive in closing our inequality gap, with a majority of funding missing the mark in terms of stimulating high growth enterprises. We instead believe in providing resources based on merit and the business's viability and growth potential. Our country has an abundance of entrepreneurs drawn from diverse communities that just need the opportunity to succeed.
Internationally, Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum is clarifying her country's stance on immigration after Donald Trump claimed she had agreed to stop migration through Mexico into the United States. He made the claim in a social media post on Wednesday night, saying it would effectively close the U.S. border. Tony Waterman is on the ground for us and now reports.
In a social media post of her own, Sheinbaum said Mexico's position is not to close borders, but to build bridges between governments and between peoples while respecting human rights. She said she also explained to Trump Mexico's existing strategy on migration, which has halted the arrival of many caravans of migrants. Apprehensions at the southern border are now hovering near four-year lows, partly due to a cooperation agreement the Biden administration brokered with Mexico that has local law enforcement stepping up immigration enforcement. Tony Waterman, Texas.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.